Governor Connolly's on.
Thank you, just a moment.
Yes, sir.
I see where you endangered my life.
Did I really?
I didn't know it, but the paper's got a big headline in it.
What does it say? I didn't see it.
Well, you mean you don't read the papers?
Not often.
Well, I'll be damned. Not even about yourself?
No, particularly about myself.
Well, it's got a... Nellie ought to sue him for the picture of her. Got a picture of you at the wheel. Fellow over there sitting by you. Four columns, front page. Floresville, Texas, November 7th, AP. Says, President not hurt in near car accident. Now, when did that happen?
I don't know.
Did you nearly have a car accident?
No.
I never heard of it.
We didn't even come close.
President Johnson was endangered Saturday when a convertible in which he was riding was forced into a narrow shoulder of a farm road to avoid a collision.
Somebody's pipe dreaming.
I didn't have him drink, so I just can't understand why I didn't know about this.
We never got on the shoulder. We never even came close.
The incident occurred as Governor Connolly drove Johnson around his Floresville ranch. A Texas highway patrolman speeded up a hill to pass the motorcade, met an oncoming car, had to cut sharply in front of the president's car. Connolly slowed and moved on to the shoulder of the road. The patrolman made it safely around him. Johnson was riding in the front seat beside the car. The incident did not interrupt the tour. Connolly continued to point out sights on each side of the road.
Isn't that a goddamn thing?
Now, I'm afraid to go to church. Every time I go, they say I'm driving 100 miles an hour. And I did get up to about 70 watching it one time, and maybe 80. But I was very cautious and careful of the people I was with. And I did have a half a paper cup full of beer. But they got up to 100 miles speeding and cans of beer being thrown out and stuff, which never happened. Now, this is a near accident. My life was almost just barely, I just nearly saved here. And it's four columns.
So. I'm sure you appreciate me saving you from that wreck. Well, that's the damnedest thing I ever heard of. What happened, the patrol car was just moseying along, and I passed him. But no oncoming car, no nothing. I didn't know whether he was supposed to precede us or not. Then apparently the Secret Service or somebody told him to lead us, to get ahead of us, to get up to the intersection, or else he thought of it or something. Anyway, he passed us. But hell, that's all it was to it. We didn't go out on his shoulder. This pure poppycock.
I never heard of it. I never heard of it at all.
Why?
It's in all the papers.
That's the damnedest thing I've ever heard of.
And tell Nellie she ought to sue, because she's in the back seat and she's
got... I'll tell them, because I'll tell her it's all her fault.
It's before we start talking about it. I said Miss Johnson wasn't present. She didn't come yet.
God almighty. Miss Johnson wasn't even there.
No. I guess I was out with another woman. There's one in the back seat. It's just a question of whether she's yours or mine.
Well, Mary Connolly got a call last night from some woman that she'd heard that you were very seriously ill in the hospital in San Antonio. Won't know if there's anything to it. Mary said no and said, well, thank God. Said, I've just been worried to death. My husband works up at Kelly Field and he's gotten word that President's very seriously ill in the hospital up there.
President Connally around the governor's South Texas ranch near Florida. Seated in the back seat is Mrs. Connally. So it looks like she's got things well and it's under supervision.
Is there a picture?
Yeah, well, yes.
In what paper?
In the, well, this is in a good many of them, but this is the Star Telegram front page. President not hurt in near car accident, and it's right below the brake, and it's full columns. And I could almost make out you and me, not quite. You driving, and Nellie got on a cap or hat or something. Looks like a cap.
You had on a hat.
And Lady Bird's looking right behind us, but it just says Ms. Connally.
She not Ms. Connally and friend, huh?
Ms. Connally and friend. Tell Nellie, Nellie's got two men. Well, goodbye. I just wanted to see if you knew about it.
No, I didn't know about it.
Well,
and I appreciate you calling. We sure enjoyed the visit.
You tell them that we'll probably see you tomorrow. I told Bob McNamara to get down here. What time does it get dark down there?
Oh, about 6 o'clock.
He's not going to get here till 4, and he's got an hour's work. Maybe we can get through and let him see the press and get on down there. I'd like to see your house.
I hope you will.
I'd like to sit out there.
We'll be looking forward to it.
I'll sure try to. I'll call you, though. Well, I told him to, but he's got an appointment at 11:30 with a bunch of the New England delegation. And so he can't leave until about 1 and get here about 3:30.
Well, it doesn't get dark until about 6 o'clock.
Okay. All right, tell Nellie that I just want to check and see if she was in danger. She wasn't, huh?
No, she didn't feel like she was in danger anywhere on the trip.
Give her my love. Tell her Opal sends hers.
All right.
Goodbye.